Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I am calling from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
This is he.
How may I assist you?
I filled out an application online to file for unemployment, and it told me to call this number to finish it.
Okay, so you need help filing your claim. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I could be able to assist you with that. But first, can I please have your Social Security number so I could be able to look on your account for you?
It is 419-33-5749.
Okay, that's going to be 419-33-5749. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
It's John Setliff. My date of birth is 7/11/89, and my mother's maiden name was Gazaway.
Okay. And when was the last time you filed your claim?
I just filed it just a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir. I could be able to assist you with that. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What is your driver's license say?
Alabama.
Can you verify your driver's license number?
769-2307.
Did you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Did you want that going to your checking or savings?
Checking.
And what is your round number?
Oh, man, I filled it out on there. Let me go get my, I put my checkbook back in my truck right quick. Let me
yes,
grab,
sir.
Grab it.
Yes, sir.
Well, what did I do? It'll take me just a second, okay?
Yes, sir.
It is 06-220-1559.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 06-220-1555. Is that correct?
559.
Yes, sir. Let me go back and add the 9 to it.
It's just 1559 at the end.
1559. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And what is your account number?
631-9092.
Okay, that's going to be 631-9092. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It is 113 Hiawassee Street, Sheffield, Alabama, 35560.
Okay, did you want me to change your mailing address for you?
The one I just gave you?
Did you want me to change it for you?
That's my mailing address. You can change it if you need to change it.
Yes, sir. And what is that mailing address? I do apologize.
It is 113 Hiawassee Street.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Hiawassee Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sheffield, Alabama. 35660.
Okay, can you spell the city for me? I want to make sure it's correct.
Sheffield.
Thank you so much. Okay. Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
205-485-4620.
Thank you. And do you have an email address?
I do.
Okay. And what is that email?
It is my last name, Setlif. S-E-T-L-I-F as in Frank, F as in Frank. R-U-S 11 at Gmail.
Okay, it's going to be your last name. Then it's going to be RUS11 at gmail.com. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, your mailing address is 113 Hiwassee Street. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's going to be in Sheffield, Alabama, 35660. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. What color is your 1993 Plymouth Grand Voyager? Is it black, is it blue, is it green, is it red, or have never been associated with this vehicle?
Never been associated with this vehicle.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 1362 Goddess Road? Is it 23225 Rochelle Loop? Is it 521 Saddlewood Drive? Is it 577 Arrowhead Lane? Or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
1362 Goddard Road.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Bear Creek? Is it Phoenix City? Is it Athens? Is it Gaston? Or is it none of the above?
Bear Creek.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with a employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Thank you. Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No.
Thank you. And when was the last day you worked?
It was last Thursday.
Okay, you said last Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's going to be on the 10th, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to yourself full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
Thank you. What is the lowest hour of the wage you will sell?
$16 an hour.
Okay. And that's going to be 16. Is that correct, sir?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. And what is your job title and description?
My last job title and description?
Yes, sir.
Fleet coordinations.
Okay, you say fleet, which is spelled F-L-E-E-T, and coordination. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Were you planning, directing, and coordinating the transportation operation within an organization or the activities or organization that provide transportation services?
No.
Okay. Were you supervising and coordinating the activities of mechanics, installers, and repairs? Is that the correct one?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Were you directly supervising and coordinating activities of transportation and material move? Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. What is the name of your employer?
Sims Bark.
Okay. Is it Sims David? Is that the correct one?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. What is your employer phone number?
Hang on just a second. I'll get it to you.
Yes, sir.
It is 256-381-8323.
Thank you. And that's going to be 256-381-8323. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your employment start date?
It was December of 2020. I don't know the date.
Would it? Yes, sir. Would it be okay if I put the first?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And the last day you were, you said it was February the 10th?
Uh-huh.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Tuscumbia, Alabama.
Thank you. And did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I haven't yet.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working?
They just told me that they were going to restructure the company and didn't need me any longer.
Okay. Did you get discharged or was it because of lack of work?
Discharged.
Yes, sir. All right. Could you say that's a violation of company policy or unsatisfactory work?
I don't think it's a violation of company policy, but I mean, I don't think it was because I was doing unsatisfactory work either, so I don't really know what to tell you.
Okay. Could you say that's absent without notice to employer, or is it misconduct or dishonest or criminal act?
Tardiness?
Yes, sir. Misconduct, dishonest or criminal act, tardiness, absentee, absent without notice to employer, insubordination, unsatisfactory work, and violation of company policy.
I don't think that I qualify for any of those.
Okay. Now, which one did you want me to put it down for?
I don't know, because all those are about me, and I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I just feel like they were terminating my job title. So I don't know what to put down.
Okay. Could you say that you've been laid off?
Yes. Well, I mean, not laid off. I've been let go. I mean, they didn't really lay me off, I don't think.
Okay. Would it be okay if I put you down for unsatisfactory work?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Thank you. What is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Eddie Reichard.
Okay, can you spell his last name for me?
R-I-K-A-R-D.
Thank you so much. And was he your supervisor, your manager, the HR, the owner?
Supervisor.
Thank you so much. What was the date of your discharge? I'm sorry?
The 10th.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
What was the what now?
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
There wasn't an incident. They come in and told me that they no longer needed me.
Okay. Okay, you said there wasn't an incident that came in and said that they no longer needed you. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
Do what now?
Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Okay, did you commit the act without proof or without a reason?
They didn't give me a reason.
Okay, so that's going to be no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Repeat yourself one more time.
Yes, sir. Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
Yes, sir, thank you. What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Nothing. I just got up and left when they told me to leave.
Okay, you said you did nothing and you had just got up and left when they told you to leave. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Yes, sir. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 4989.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that back to me?
4989.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/postnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use count the weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir. No. Don't forget to file your weekly certification on Sunday. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.